This is All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. The Canadian border will soon close to all non-essential travel as part of the response to the coronavirus pandemic. This presents a unique challenge to the community of Point Roberts, orphaned from the rest of Whatcom County on the southern tip of the Tawasin Peninsula. We wanted to find out what people there make of the news, so we called TSB Shipping Plus. This is a family-owned business that employs about 10 people, and it depends on cross-border travel. Anytime a Canadian can't get an item sent to them in Canada, many of them have it shipped to TSB. Scott Elliston is the assistant manager there.
A ghost town here in Point Roberts has become more of a ghost town than it ever was before.
I mean, Point Roberts always has had this peculiar geography, obviously, where you have to go through Canada to get in or out by land, and now the border is going to close.
Exactly. So we're all kind of nervous. We don't know what's that going to mean. I mean, I have prescriptions I need to go pick up in Bellingham. If I can't get through, I'm stuck.
What does not exist in Point Roberts that you need to leave town to get?
Well, other than a grocery store and gas, we don't have movie theaters. We don't have pharmacies. We don't have malls. We don't, you know, all the things that you guys have on that side, we don't have here. There's 6 gas stations, some parcel services, and a grocery store. That's pretty much it here.
Other than that, you have to go into Bellingham or Blaine?
We either have to go into Bellingham or Blaine, or some of us do our shopping even in just Canada. But we can't, now with this, we can't even go into Canada to do our shopping.
Have you received any specifics from either the Canadian government or the U.S. government or local government about what counts as essential travel? Because some of that sounds pretty essential.
It does, but in their mind, shopping is not considered essential. We still have food that will come through, so they say, well, you know, you've got your basics, you're getting food.
And I would imagine, too, your business model is one that requires Canadians to come in and pick stuff up, so that's going to have a big impact.
We're definitely already seeing that with the parcel numbers dwindling, because with everything up in the air, I mean, our country and their country haven't really come out and told the citizens what is considered essentials, what is considered the ability to drive through. So the Canadians are a little fearful that if they try to have parcels shipped to us, they're not going to be able to pick them up. So they haven't really been ordering.
How long have you lived there?
I've been here for 4 years.
4 years. Do you know, have you heard in your conversations or you yourself, have you ever experienced anything quite like this there before?
No. Even asking after 9/11 itself, what happened with the border, and it was only, I think they closed it down for a better part of that day of 9/11 itself, just because they didn't know what was going on, and then they just reopened it. There was never a time that I've been able to talk to any residents here where it's been closed for any long length of time or an open-ended, we don't know what the hell is going on.
What about your community leadership? Forgive me for not knowing this. Does Point Roberts have a city government structure? I mean, are there people in charge there who are giving instructions or giving any information out?
The fire chief, we have what's called a point interface. It's basically an emailing system that you can email this guy, and it blasts emails to everybody that's signed up with the service. So every day the fire chief comes out with updates that he's hearing from Whatcom County. But other than that, we don't really have a city council. We have a group of concerned citizens that meet, and then they take, you know, our concerns as a community to Whatcom County themselves. But we don't have a mayor. We don't have any of that here.
What about water crossings? Are there any water crossings set up for Point Roberts people to get directly to the mainland United States?
If you have your own boat, yes, you could take it. 24 miles of Canada driving, or I think it's like 3 or 4 miles across the water to Blaine. But there's no commercial ships that come and go, and there's no, you know, there's not a water ferry where I can go down there, jump on, and it just trucks me across. I have to try to hope one of my neighbors is going and has a boat and would take us over. There's an airstrip here for like little Cessnas to come and go. And if it comes down to it, the guy takes you over, and it's, you know, for a nominal fee, it'll take you round trip to Bellingham to the airport there.
I know so much is unknown right now, but can you talk a little bit about some of the things you're planning to do to deal with the border closure?
Yeah, we've stockpiled as much as we can, and I mean, they keep telling us that essentials means that food and stuff will still come through. So we're hoping that happens. But I personally, we have a couple weeks worth of food rations that I've always kept in case there's ever a problem anyways. But other than that, it's just crossing our fingers that this thing doesn't last and doesn't get in the community. I mean, we're basically, with the people that we have here, there's only about 1,200 residents that live here year-round. Most of those are over the age of 65. So if it actually got here, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
I think some people might listen to this and say, well, why are you still there? Why live in a place like Point Roberts if life is so difficult in this way?
But you're thinking of it in this term. What's going on at this very moment? The rest of the time, Point Roberts is a quiet little community. People look out for each other here. I can go down to Lighthouse Beach and watch the orca swim past. I can, if I really need some nightlife, I trek over the border. I can be in Vancouver in 45 minutes. I've got malls. I've got everything. And at the end of the day, I can come back to a nice, quiet community where there's not even streetlights. There's no loud music. I don't have nightclubs and bars and restaurants all around. It's the quiet little community that you could just go to. You could put your feet up. I sleep with my front door unlocked. I leave the keys to my car inside of my car. All these types of things are the safety that this town affords. I'm from Southern California. Moved up here 4 years ago from Orange County. And, yeah, there's things that every once in a while I go, God, I miss just getting up in the middle of the night and going to Jack in the Box. But when I think of all the other things that I've been able to get since being here, I have no questions about wanting to be anywhere else.
Do you think that community spirit that you're describing will come into play as you go through the next few weeks and months?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Most people that live here in Point Roberts look at this as that refuge. They've come here from the bigger towns, the bigger cities. They've lived that life. I had sit outside and not see a single person drive past all day long. And my neighbors wave at me.
Not so much in Orange County, I would imagine.
Not so much in Orange County, no.
Well, good luck to you, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Scott Elliston is the assistant manager of TSB Shipping Plus in Point Roberts. He says they may be tiny, but they're all in this together.